Oh, hi, Justin.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I understand that you just spoke with someone in customer service about getting some more information on our services.
I'm trying to set up a website.
Okay. We can definitely help you with that. Now, Shalette told me that you were referred to us by a construction company. Is that correct?
Say that again, sorry.
You were referred to us by a construction company?
Yeah.
And then you focus on electrical work, right?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about your business. I know you don't have a website, but do you have a business Facebook or anything like that?
Yep, it's all under Laura Electric.
Perfect.
Facebook, Instagram.
Good. Okay, so you're ahead of the curve with the social media, right?
I mean, kind of. Not really.
How long have you been in business?
So this business is new. This business is like brand new, like this week.
So
I had my license before. I had my own company, but I just got a new license. So this company is brand new. So I shut down the other one and I'm opening this one. It's the same exact thing. It's just a different name.
Okay. I understand. And then, you're in Hanson, but tell me a little bit about your service area. How far do you typically go for a new client? Not the farthest you've ever gone, of course, but just the average.
I try to stay on the South Shore.
South Shore, okay. How many miles would you have to guess if you had to? Is South Shore from here?
Well, I drive like 50 miles.
Okay. So what you definitely need, Justin, is what's called our Platinum Package. That's the one that will take you as a brand new business and give you the most dominant internet presence locally. So what we would do for you is program you into the first page placement on Google and Bing. We would also program you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. Okay, now the websites we sell for $400 extra, but I might be able to get it included for you at no additional cost. And the reason being is you are a brand new business, so I can apply our new and business rate pricing, okay, which would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398, okay? And then as far as the mobile platform, it's important to understand because a lot of people think that, you know, when you do a search on, say, a smartphone or a tablet, you'll get the same result as from a regular computer, but it's actually a completely different result. So once we program Justin Laura Electric into that mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, part of why I asked you about the business Facebook is because we're a premier partner to Google, so Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. Okay, and it's really cool how it works. You know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then, of course, next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company coming up. Okay, so it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then we'll provide a detailed tracking system. which means that you're going to have the ability to see how many new clients came from Google, how many new clients came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip code they came from. Because that way everything is very transparent. So, yeah, and in order to get the website included, all I would have to do is send out a request and explain the situation. And, of course, I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $398 out the door, including the site, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yeah, so the guy that told me about you guys said he's paying $200 a month.
So I wouldn't recommend that for a brand new business because that's the same program that I just relayed to you, but without the Facebook ads. So that's just for the local optimization on Google. And the reason I don't recommend that is I'm sure that your buddy will tell you if you ask him about the initial setup and everything. The website's easy. We'll have that up in 1 to 3 business days. But as far as placing a company on the first page of Google, it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So industry standard for first page placement takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. So the reason we always bundle accounts with Facebook ads if they're a brand new business is because those Facebook ads will be up and running in under 2 weeks. I've actually seen them up in 3 days before on a special request. So that way you start seeing activity right away, you know, within your first month, knowing that it is the second month that you'll really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. So, you know, if you can manage it, I would recommend stick with that bundle with the Facebook ads at least for the first couple of months. And then once you're ranking on Google, you could take those off and go to the $200 package, and it wouldn't impact you as much because at that point you're already ranking on Google. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. So, though, let me just make sure I saw on the Yelp listing your business card. So the correct email is jlaura04@yahoo.com.
I mean, that's my personal. I have a new business email. I have a website domain and all that already.
Perfect. Okay. So we can build the site on your domain. So what is the, do you want me to send the confirmation email to your personal one or to the new business one?
Yeah, you can do the personal, I guess.
Okay. And then what is the web domain and the business email, just so I have it in the notes?
And then it's a different phone number as well. I have a business phone number.
Perfect. Okay, I'll get that in just a second. But first, the web domain.
The website is laura-electric.com.
Got it. And then... Mm-hmm.
There's justin@laura-electric.com.
Okay, so that's for your business email. And then what is the phone number that you would like to have displayed on Google?
So that is going to be, hold on a sec. That is going to be 617.
Mm-hmm.
852.
Okay.
6819.
So 617-852-6819.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. Now, for the listing itself, do you want it to show as Justin Laura Electric, or would I put in Inc. or LLC? What's your thoughts there?
No, so Justin Laura Electric is no more. It's going to be strictly Laura Electric.
Okay.
So that's what I was saying. I had that before.
Business change that you made, right? It used to be Justin Laura Electric, right?
Yes, until I got my new license.
Got it. Okay, no problem. So we'll list it as Laura Electric. And then you don't want an Inc. or an LLC in there or anything like that, do you?
As of right now, no.
Okay.
It's being processed right now. I don't know if he's doing an LLC or a corporation. So I don't know.
Okay. So if you wanted to add something like that down the road once it becomes official, that's all free of charge, meaning that it's included in the package. I personally like it when businesses don't have that on there, and my reasoning behind it is this, is when somebody sees you on the first page, they're going to be more concerned that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done rather than if you have an Inc. or an LLC on there, right? But some people, you know, they insist, oh, I have an LLC and I want it displayed, and that's no problem. So if you find out later you have a corporation or an LLC and you want it, just give us a call and we'll add it for you, okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, and then what is the business address?
Right now it's my house. So 556 Gorwin Drive, Gorwin Drive, Hanson, Mass. 02341.
So 556 Gorwin Drive, Hanson, Mass. 02341.
Yep.
Okay. Since it's a home-based business, we'll have Google hide the address on the listing once it's published. And
yeah,
then, right. Yeah, as far as billing goes, did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I got a debit card.
Okay. And does it say your name or the business name or both?
It says my name.
Any middle name or initial?
It says Justin J. Laura.
Justin J. Laura. And then is the Gorwin Drive also the billing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4018-8750.
Got it.
0117.
Okay.
1062.
Okay, and expiration?
0425.
And the code?
555.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you, Justin. And then I will create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and that's where they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your website, and getting you placed. Now, do you want us to pull any content off of your Facebook or your Yelp or anything like that to put on the site, or do you want to send us fresh content? Or?
I mean, I'm going to need advice for that. I have no idea, honestly.
So what I would recommend is just have them pull off of those other directories just for now, just to launch the site to get it up and running. And then down the road, if you, let's say that you have a brand new construction or something that you did a complete rewiring for, some really cool before and after photos of, you know, some installations or something like that, then send those to us as you get them and we'll add them to the site in the future. But I say just to get it up and running quickly, we can just use what you have for now. You see what I mean?
Yeah, so I would go off the Facebook and Instagram right now because I've been posting recently about the newer projects.
Perfect. Okay, so let's do that. And then for the voice recording, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Laura Electric.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Justin Laura, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yep.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I think.
Okay, all that means is if you do anything else online for your business down the road, which you shouldn't have to, right, because we're doing the search engines and the directories and the Facebook ads and the whole nine yards, but if you do something else down the road, just let us know about it so we make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, August 30th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then for the client interview, that appointment will take 20 minutes, possibly 30 minutes max. I have a 12 o'clock open if you want me to grab it. If not, we can do something later today. Would that 12 o'clock work?
Yep, that's perfect.
It would? Okay, great.
Eastern time? Well,
yeah, 12 o'clock Eastern time, so in about a little under 20 minutes from now. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to grab that, and I'm going to block out from 12 to 1 Eastern time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 12:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then because I got you some special pricing that's not available to the general public, and I also got the website included for you for free, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yep.
Okay. Click on the link in that text, and that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yep.
Yep, all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. And then you would plug your name in. Please include the middle initial since it's on the billing, and then hit confirm signature. Once that goes through, it will ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about that right now because that username and password is already in your welcome email, but if you see that prompt, then that means that the signature went through.
Okay.
Okay. And then have you started, because you seem like you're very proactive with getting that new business off the ground, have you started a Google business page yet?
I have not.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you an email that says, photos needed for Google verification. What that means is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So there's about 7 different suggestions on that email, Justin. It'll say if you have a business license, send that. If not, send registration or send a work vehicle with a license plate. So you don't have to send all 7, but just make sure to send over whatever you can, and that will help you to get verified quickly in a timely manner.
Okay.
Okay. So, and then other than that, let me just see. Did you get the prompt yet for the username and password in that?
Hold on, I'm trying to hit agree. They won't let me click.
Oh, both of the boxes are checked where they turn blue, right?
Yep.
And then you included the J, Justin J, Laura?
Yep.
Okay, and then when you hit confirm signature, it just doesn't do anything?
Okay, now it went to username and password.
Oh, it did. Okay, good. Okay, good. That's your sign that it went through. And like I said, that username and password is already in your welcome email, so you can refer to that. So other than that, you're all good to go. My technician will be calling you in about 20 minutes or so. So I'm so glad that it worked out. Have a very profitable year, and also have a nice Labor Day weekend coming up, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate you as well. Have a good day.
Who would I call you guys back if I had questions?
On those text messages, you'll see our customer support number, which is 877-635-6225. Now, anytime you call in, you can hit option 1, and anyone that answers the phone can help you. And if you ever want to talk to me directly, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So if
okay.
you plug in option 1, anyone can help you. If you want to talk to me, just put in that 777, and it'll ring to my desk. And then our hours of operation are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday.
Are you local? Are you in Massachusetts? You're in Boston.
No, we're actually in Southern California, but we service the entire United States and Canada. So, but we're on Pacific time.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. Your phone number came up, Boston, though, which is weird.
Oh, yeah. We use a VoIP phone system. Most companies are doing that these days. It means voice over internet phone. And what it does is it oftentimes will match the areas that we're calling, but we're actually in Southern California. But a lot of companies do that because it keeps the cost down.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. Yeah, but now you have our direct line. If you ever need us, just feel free to give us a call. But if not, the technician will be calling you shortly, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your day, too, Justin.
Thank you, too.
Yeah, and congratulations on your new business. That's awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.